Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week comes from Akash Jeppy, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Stand Up Meets Bagel, a Silicon Valley tragicomedy. One everything bagel, toasted until golden brown, gently buttered with onion cream cheese, it's the most essential part of my weekday routine. It kickstarts the mental gears after a fitful sleep and holds off the hunger until lunch. I arrive at the eastern entrance of our office at exactly 10:12. I enter from the far side of the building and walk towards my desk, passing the micro kitchen on the way, where I take one everything bagel from the holder in the center of the granite counter, slice it open with our specialty cutter, and drop it into the toaster. I then take exactly one cream cheese pouch from the communal fridge and place it out of view, behind the unused hummus on the left side of the top shelf, making sure that even if there is a surge in bagel demand, my routine will not be disturbed. This takes exactly 2 minutes, leaving me with 1 minute to get to my team's corner for stand-up at 10:15, which I usually walk into right as everyone's getting up and forming a circle. And then the ticking begins. After 6 months of experimentation, I deeply understand every nuance, every nit of that toaster. I know that if I turn the dial to 3 ticks past the very light heat setting and let it sit for 22 minutes, then by the time stand-up completes, I'll walk back to a beautiful light brown bagel, crunchy and toasted, just warm enough that the cream cheese will melt directly onto it. But recently, my routine has become a lot harder. Somehow, someone broke the timing function on the toaster, causing it to continue roasting the contents at the specified setting until it's manually twisted off, or we reach the heat death of the universe, whichever comes first. It turned a simple function into a terrifying ordeal. Every morning now, I'm forced to take a high-stakes gamble. Will the bagel brown, or will it burn? Will I eat, or will I starve? Every bagel I put in that death trap of a toaster feels like a child I'm sending off to college. It turns every stand-up into an anxiety-filled race against father time. For 2 weeks, I was a good father. I timed the toaster perfectly and saved every bagel from immolation. It, paired with my morning fills from our coffee machine, was the perfect breakfast, and I no longer dealt with the hunger pangs that usually started gnawing the abdomen around 11:30. My routine was impeccable, timed to the minute, from my wake-up time at 9:24 to my exactly 7-minute long board commute at 10:05, and I was incredibly productive every day. Life was good. And then, he showed up. Jarvis joined our team during the second week of December as a front-end specialist who'd be working on re-architecting several components of our complex React app to make it more performant and more maintainable. He was a great guy. He knew his shit, had a lot of great experience and insights, was laid back and personable, and was overall a great fit on the team. There was just one problem. His stand-up updates were too fucking long. Every day he'd be the last in the circle. We'd all fidget and pace in place, ready to sit down, but aware we had an ordeal ahead of us. Because, for Jarvis, there'd always be something. He'd have an obscure FFmpeg bug to describe, which his overzealous ass had run into at 2 a.m., or a one-off React peculiarity, which caused a peripheral part of our app to behave marginally differently. His updates would begin with promise, but his self-professed short overviews would always turn into painstaking, step-by-step analyses of his decisions and his findings. And the way he spoke, listening to him was like being lectured to by a stairmaster. He had this tinny voice that sounded like his vocal cords had been wrung out with sulfuric acid. And he would never pause. Instead, as his chest deflated, he'd rapidly increase his words per minute until eventually his diaphragm would lunge out in protest and he'd be overcome by gasping breaths that would lead to a whacking, coughing fit. From Jarvis's first real day at work, I knew my morning routine was shot. Fresh from orientation, full of Kool-Aid and optimism, Jarvis showed up early and dove into work, setting up his environment and kicking off some starter tasks. At 10:15, as usual, we assembled into a circle, and everything was on schedule. My bagel was in the toaster, timed perfectly, and I pined for its golden brown sustenance as we all waited in formation. And then Jarvis began. He guided us through obscure Google authentication errors and odd deployment failures. He dragged us through Docker throwing strange OpenCV linking errors, which turned out to be a quirk of his installation, which was the nightly rather than the recommended stable version, and on and on and on and on, as we all fidgeted uncomfortably. Finally, there was quiet. I rushed over to the toaster, hoping to save my morning, coughing past a trail of smoke rising in coils from the micro kitchen. As I drew closer, a distinct burning odor became apparent, perhaps hinting at the carnage within, but nothing could have truly prepared me for what I saw. My bagel had been immolated, and all that remained was a cremated charcoal husk that crumbled in my grasping hands. And there was nothing I could have done. My routine, my perfectly choreographed morning, was all ruined, a casualty of some cruel fate, and I would once again face the gnawing pangs of the 11 a.m. hunger, once again forced to wait with the crowded throng of early lunchgoers. This was my new reality. And as I stood there, staring at my cremated bagel, I realized that we are all but puppets, bound to a corrupted master, our strings regularly pulled in the service of horrifying evils. For there could be no benevolent God who let such things come to pass. That morning, a bagel died, and the world was lost. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.